Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me? Who takes care of mom and dad? How do we do that? What's up? Dad seems a little, he's a little off. Mom can't remember where the refrigerator is. Dad has fallen three times and broken his hip, but we're just hoping it doesn't happen a fourth time. How do we pay for it? I was someplace today and I watched two people get out of cars. Just happened to me today, literally. I was in a parking lot. And two younger people got out, probably children or grandchildren, and they helped an older person out who was with a walker who was very unsteady. And I'm watching that person walk and I'm going, you know, who's making sure this person is okay when they get home? They were going into an office building that I happened to be at. And as I'm coming, and then 2 seconds, 5 seconds after that, somebody else, same thing. I mean, we see it all around us. We see it all day long, but we ignore it. We don't pay attention to it. We see it in our families. You know, as I'm sitting here drinking my hot chocolate, I'm drinking hot chocolate. It's good. Ah, I know that's rude, but the hot chocolate is good. We see it all around us. We see it in our families, but we deny it. And today I'm going to talk about one of the deepest things I've learned in the last week, and I learned it from a three-year-old. Okay, let's get on with the beginning of this. This is going to be a really good show. I'm very excited about this show. I'm excited about what we're going to talk about. I have a workshop coming up on the 27th. It's already sold out. It's already full. But I'm going to do another one on the same day after the first one, and I'll talk more about that in a little. But the first one is full. You can't come to the first one. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But the second one is going to be open. Ah, good hot chocolate. I love hot chocolate. Let me get some stuff out of the way. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Been here for 20 years. Going to be my last year. God willing, I'm not retiring, but it's going to be my last year on the radio. I figure I've talked to everybody, and everybody who was ever going to do anything has done it, and the rest of you are never going to do it. Anyhow, that's that. So while you can, you ought to get to one of my workshops. You ought to get to me. I'm going to go through a little worksheet today, but if you got a pencil and paper, get it out, because I'm going to have you do a little worksheet. Okay, remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, call an attorney that knows what what they're talking about, because there's a lot of them that don't. But I'm not an attorney. I have a California insurance license. It doesn't have to do anything, but I have to tell you that because this show might secretly be about insurance. Do you know how many financial shows there are out there, folks out in the world, that mask themselves as something other than that? And then when you look them up, they're selling an insurance product, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But why not just say that up front? There's some really good insurance products. There's some really creative things on the market. That's not what this show is about, but why not just tell people that up front? You'd be stunned at what goes on. sometimes I'm stunned at what goes on. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. I can't cure your foot fungus. I have a California legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. That license and that bond are recorded in Sacramento County, California. And I'm a notary, and that doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm just trying to figure all this stuff out, because any more folks, you remember the old saying is you can sue a ham sandwich if you want, you can. It's amazing what happens. So anyhow, I've said all those things, and remember, everything, and I mean everything, that I talk about on this show is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. Now, my opinion may be correct, but my opinion may not be correct, so you got to figure it out. That's why you listen to the show. Okay, The first thing I want to do before I get to the title of today's show is Thoughts on Aging, a study on reality, not in reality, on reality. And you'll understand the title of this show in a minute and why. It's going to get deep. But first, I want you to do a little exercise. It's a little exercise. This is how we start our exercise in reality today. There's no other show talking about this today, folks. Here, draw a line at the top of the, somewhere on the page. Just draw a line about 4 inches long, 3 inches long, 2 inches long. I don't care. On that line, write down how much your house is worth. Just write it down. I'm waiting. I'm having some more hot chocolate, and I'm waiting for you to write it down. So how much is your house worth? Gross. I don't care if you got a mortgage on it. How much is your house worth? For today, we're just going to assume that your house is worth about $400,000. I don't care what the number is. If you have more than one house, write down the value of the total of them. So if you got a house and a rental, write down the value of the house, the rental, add it up, put that number on the top line. On the second line, this is our project in reality today. On the second line, it's been a line about 3 inches long or whatever it is. Next to that, write down the value of all your cash assets, your stocks, your bonds, your real estate, whatever it is, write that down. And then that's whatever. So your IRAs, your 401ks, write down the value of all your cash assets. You got it? Okay, let's say that's $200,000. So you got a $400,000 house, and you got $200,000 in cash assets, liquid assets, not literally $100 bills. Well, if you got $100 bills, you can write that down too. So you've got whatever you've got. And so in my example, you got $400,000 house, $600,000. Now I want you to write another number down, $80,000 to $100,000. Write that number down. Well, I have my hot chocolate. $80,000 to $100,000. That's the average cost for caring for someone per year. Whether it's at home, in assisted living, in a nursing home, it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $80,000 to $100,000. If you don't think it's that much, then write down $60,000 to $80,000. But the average cost is going to be $80,000 to $100,000 a year to care for someone. I'm not making this up, folks. Now, divide the cost into what your total was. So if your total was $600,000 and it's $100,000 to take care of someone, you got 6 years and then you're out of money. You got 6 years. And then you're out of money. Now, I want you to write down one more thing below that. People in my workshop are going to be doing this little, we're going to do this. Below that, write down the following. The number 10. That's the life expectancy of an 80-year-old woman. Just under 10 years. So, I just said, you got $600,000. It's $100,000 a year. You got 6 years of money, but mom's or grandma's going to live another 10 years. What's your plan? Now, here comes the real question. This is the question in reality that we're going to deal with here today. What's it worth to you to preserve everything you have if you need care? What's it worth to you? Is it worth a Baby Ruth bar? Is it worth a payday? Is it worth, I don't know, a beer? What's it worth? What's it worth to make sure that you don't lose most, if not all, of what you had, which was, in my example, $600,000. It could be less in yours. It could be more in yours. What's it worth to you? Is it worth 1%? If somebody could fix that for 1% and say, hey, you're not gonna lose anything. Or 2% or 10% or whatever it is. What's it worth to you to know for as close to a certainty as you can get that if you need care, most, if not all, of that number that you have on that paper in front of you won't be lost? I can't answer the question for you. It's your question. It really is your question. On the 27th, I believe it's the 27th, let me check, but I'm pretty sure it's the 27th. Yes, I will be doing a workshop on this very subject. It's going to be free. I was going to charge, then I decided I'm going to make it free. And it's going to be on this subject, and I'll explain the subject to you in a minute. The 10 o'clock workshop, the 10:30 workshop is already full. There's no room in the 10:30 workshop. There's no room. If you want to, you can get into the 12 o'clock workshop. There will be a workshop at 12 o'clock. I'm adding one on the 27th. There'll be a link up soon on my website for the 27th for the 12:30 workshop. And I will send you tickets, or you can call my phone number, 800-999-8007. What's my web address? Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com or 800-999-8007. There's only 12 seats available. So you did the math. So how did you come out on the math? You did the math. Okay. I want to tell you where this all came from. And those of you that get my newsletter list, you're going to get this today in a newsletter. Are you got this week in a newsletter? Not today. You're going to get it. You got it this week in a newsletter, and it has the same math test. But I want to tell you where this came from. And it's really deep. The other day, I'm Skyping. And my wife and I are Skyping with one of my kids and his family because they live a long way away. They live 5,000 miles away. By the way, Skype for grandparents is a miracle. There may be miracle drugs, and I appreciate that. But Skype and what the app, there's an Apple equivalent, I can't remember what it's called, are miracles. They really are. Because there's a lot of us who are separated from family that, you know, I remember in the old days. See, I'm 73 years old. I remember when I was little teeny tiny, my mom and dad would call Cleveland. We lived in Phoenix. And they would call Cleveland. And now some of you are going to remember this. You know, the kids, if you're under 50, you don't remember this. You're going, what is the old geezer talking about? First of all, we all had party lines. And secondly, when we would call Cleveland, my mom and dad would start watching a clock because it was very expensive to make long-distance calls, and we would talk for 3 minutes and then make sure we hung up before 3 minutes because there was one rate in the first 3 minutes, and then there was another rate after 3 minutes. If you think I'm kidding you, a lot of you out there going, yeah, I remember that. First of all, you had to wait until the party line was clear, and then you could make the phone call, and it was expensive. But you couldn't see the person. When I would call my grandpa and talk to him in Cleveland, I couldn't see him. I just heard a voice. Skype is a miracle for people all over the world. It really is. I'm not pushing Skype. There's an Apple equivalent. I'm just saying. So the other day, we're Skyping, and my granddaughter's sitting in, she's three, and she's sitting in a high chair eating, and she's having pancakes. It's one of her favorite things in the world. She's having pancakes. And afterwards, we start fooling around, and we started talking about, you know, what if, and kind of make-believe stuff. You know, make-believe, there's this. Make-believe, and we're doing that. And finally, she looks me in, and looks us both in the eye on Skype. I mean, looks at us and says, and I'm not making this up, I'm done with make-believe. I want to get back to reality. I am not making that up. That came out of the mouth of a three-year-old. Now, it was just like, okay, I'm bored, and I now want to get back to, let's talk about real stuff. And I don't remember where the conversation went from there, because my wife and I looked at each other and about fell out of our chairs. But what she said applies so much to what I do on this show. I want you to leave make-believe and get back to reality. I talk all day long to people who are playing make-believe in their families. They're playing make-believe in their families. Not what's really going on. They're playing make-believe. And this stuff is not make-believe. I'm sitting here in front of files. I'm sitting here in front of, and I wish I could give you names and places and all that kind of stuff. But I'm giving you files that involve court orders. I'm giving you files where people are threatened to be thrown out of rehab. I'm just flipping through some. I'm going through a file right now that the person's paying $40,000 a month. And they're going to a nursing home that's going to be $40,000 a month for rehab, and I just got them on Medi-Cal. And now, I don't know about you, but $40,000 a month to me would hurt. Maybe not to some of you, but to others. Here's another one where mom has dementia, dad is dying trying to take care of mom, and we're trying to get mom into a nursing home because dad is going to die trying to take care of her. All of that is where reality lies. I make believe. I don't do. So those of you listening to the program in your family, are you in a make-believe situation or are you in a reality situation? Which one is it? I don't care which one it is, but make-believe never ends well. People who are in the middle of family fights over who gets the Christmas tree and mom can't find her way home or can't find her way to the bathroom. People who are fighting over who's going to take care of dad, and dad's already fallen three times and broken his hip. And they're still fighting in the family over, well, I want to take care of daddy. Well, I want to take care of dad. I just had one of those yesterday. Well, I want to take care of daddy. Neither one of you are going to take care of daddy because all you care about is yourself. So when all of a sudden we get back to reality as we begin to look at your family, where's your family? What's your plan for dealing with reality? Have you gone through that little exercise? Have you? I don't know. Have you? It's simple. If you get my newsletter, you got this exercise already. I hope you did it, and I hope it hit you between the eyes. You have a house worth $400,000. You got $200,000 in the bank, and you got $100,000 a year of care for 8 years or 6 years or 5 years. I know someone living in a nursing home that's 103 years old. It's been there for 5 years, folks. 5 years. I have 40-year-olds in nursing homes. I have 50-year-olds in nursing homes. I have 80-year-olds who have been in nursing homes already 10, 12 years. And in some cases, other forms of long-term care before that, whether it was assisted living or boarding care or whatever it was. So when do we leave make-believe? When do we leave fantasy? And when do we get back to reality? And what's it worth to you to make sure that what you worked a lifetime for isn't frittered away and doesn't go to the corporate owners of a nursing home somewhere or the corporate owners of something else? And let me tell you what, nursing homes are being bought up by big corporations all the time, and it's not for the better. It's not for the better, and it's going to get more expensive, and it's going to get harder to find one, and you better be prepared. You absolutely can preserve all that you have with some forethought and planning. The question always arises in reality. Always. Are you willing to spend the time and the cost for doing it? If reality is set in and the answer to that question is yes, then I can help. If you're still living in a fantasy world, then I can't help. Even a three-year-old realized it was time to leave make-believe and get back to reality. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. This is an important show. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for my workshop. Or, better yet, get in to see me. If you're going through, if you're in reality now, if you're in Realityville now, then don't wait for the workshop. Get your you-know-what to my office. And you can set up an appointment online or you can simply call me at 800-999-8007. Your house is worth X. Your money is worth X. It's $100,000 a year for long-term care. How do you pay? How long will your money last given what you have? And what are you willing to do to preserve it? If you just think that the long-term care fairy is going to come and sprinkle some long-term fairy dust on your problem and make it go away, you're not very smart. If you really want to do this, it can be done. I've been doing it for 30 years. I just solved a case that nobody thought was solvable. Can't go into the details, but it was solved. I've been doing this a long time, folks. I've saved people over $50 million in 30 years. You could be one of them. 800-999-8007 if you're ready for reality. If you have the smarts of a three-year-old. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for my workshop. Or you can call me at 800-999-8007. There's only 12 seats available. The 10 and 30 workshop is full. The next one that's available is at noon on the 27th. Those will be the last two for this month. If you're ready to move from make-believe and fantasy to reality, there's an answer, and you're listening to him. I can do this. I can help. I can help make it better. I can help your family function better. I can make sure that you've done everything you can to preserve what you have. Is it free? No. Is it hard sometimes? Yes. Do families have to make hard decisions in the world of reality? Yes. If you're ready for that, I can help bring all of that together, manage it, make sure everybody's involved, and do what's best for your family, not somebody else, not something else, not with a product, but with a prolonged and well-thought-out plan. I can teach you how to navigate frailty and make sure that you're able to pay for it and keep what you worked a lifetime for by doing it the right way. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. The workshops are about an hour, hour and 15 minutes long. It's free. My appointments are about an hour long. Right now, they're free. That's going to change soon. So get in to see me. If you can't bring mom and dad, get one of the kids or whoever the responsible adult is in the family and get in to see me, get to the workshop. Again, the workshop is limited to 12 people because the first one filled up in a week. I expect the second one, the one at 12 o'clock, to fill up just as fast. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Getting old is never easy. You know, as I age and I think about aging as my wife ages, as my friends age, and in some cases die off, the reality of frailty sets in. Are you willing to face that openly as a family and do what you have to do to make sure that when it happens to you, you have chosen wisely? You have made the right choices that were thought out, that were part of a well-thought-out plan, and you've done it well. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Thank you for being here. I look forward to seeing you again next week or at my workshop right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. 800-999-8007. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.